Support for 89.7 NPR News comes from the James at Ohio State. The best outcomes for treating cancer come from early detection. The James Cancer Diagnostic Center is designed to provide rapid evaluation and a clear diagnosis to those who suspect they have cancer. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu/diagnosticcenter.
Welcome to All Sides with Amy Jurevich. This is our membership drive. More about that in just a moment. AI, or artificial intelligence, is everywhere. We're using it even if we're not aware that we're using it, to look up information on our phones, to direct a digital assistant, to do our shopping. The latest iteration, generative AI, unleashes power that is both stunning and perhaps a little intimidating. It can write articles, hold human-like conversations, and provide creative solutions. It feels like one of those moments in time when you either jump on board or get left behind. Our guest this hour is the foremost expert on AI. Through his talks, books, and courses, Peter Swaim helps people and companies learn it, understand it, and no longer fear it. He is the author of several books, and his course is called Mastering the Fundamentals of AI, From Basics to Brilliance. Welcome back to All Sides, Peter.
It's good to be here. Thank you so much for the invite.
How would you assess Americans' understanding of artificial intelligence? Are we becoming more AI literate in recent years?
Cool. That's an easy question to start with. It's become quite fractured. You've got a fairly large group of people not trusting AI, particularly around video content. Because it's like, well, is this real or not, becomes the question. And then you've got people that, surprisingly, a large swathe of people, I think it's around 55%, haven't ever used it. And then you've got people that are crazy advocates for it and putting it everywhere they can and using it everywhere. So it's a very mixed bag right now.
Who is it that's embracing the technology and who isn't? I'm inclined to say it's an age thing, but I don't want to say that. So who overall is embracing it and who's not?
It's weirdly a growth mindset thing, because when you pick up AI and start using it in anger, you realize that you're not the smartest thing in the room anymore, and it knows more than you do. And it really challenges your identity, because we're all more or less value ourselves on our output and our work. And this thing comes along and says, I can do the work for you now. So you have to return to being a human being, not a human doing. So it would skew younger, but when you look at people using it and getting results from it, that skews much older.
This is 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides with Amy Jurevich, and this is our membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. And when you make a gift right now, we have a very special offer just for this hour. Give in any amount and automatically receive access to a special course on artificial intelligence. The course is called Mastering the Fundamentals of AI, From Basics to Brilliance. So you can make a gift in any amount, and that gift supports public radio, and then we will send you a link so you will have access to this amazing and helpful AI course. So you can be one of those people who learns and understands how to use it. This is a study at your own pace online course that will teach anyone the fundamentals of using AI. You will learn it for both your personal life and your professional life. It is 17 chapters, 46 modules, and it's at your own pace. So you can decide how fast or slow to go with it. And you'll be learning from a true expert, our guest today, Peter Swaim. Give right now in any amount. I mean it, any amount, and you'll get access to this course. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. The great thing is you'll be supporting public radio when you get this gift today, and you'll be learning a lot about AI. You can make a gift in any level, and you can get this course as a thank you gift. We're looking for participation this hour. Join us, become a member of 89.7 NPR News, become a member of WOSU. Listener support is the foundation of public radio. Listeners like you giving what they can to support the news and information that you listen to, that you depend on. If having local news on the radio in Central Ohio is important to you, we're asking you to give now. Support our membership drive. You'll be supporting shows like this one, All Sides. You'll be supporting Morning Edition, Here and Now, All Things Considered, plus local journalism. The award-winning WOSU News team covers Central Ohio for you. So make that gift today. Get access to this AI Fundamentals course. You'll learn a lot. I bet you're a lifelong learner if you're listening to public radio. Give in any amount right now. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. So, Peter, your course, Mastering the Fundamentals of AI from Basics to Brilliance, I can assume that someone who sits down with your course is excited to learn about it, but then they might think AI is overwhelming, like the technology is overwhelming. So tell me how you start with the basics part before you get to the brilliance.
I mean, it's the first thing I would say to everyone, I think I probably say it in the course, is we're not landing planes here. Like it is no, if you can use WhatsApp or you can use your text message app or you can use Facebook Messenger, it really is exactly the same. You're typing on one side and it's typing back to you. So what's happening in the sausage factory, you don't need to really worry about. You just need to get comfortable talking to a machine, which is weird, but you're talking to a machine. So we start by explaining what is a prompt, what is ChatGPT, and then quite quickly get people to getting great results by explaining the difference between the prompt and the context, which is a really important distinction.
And let's start with some like general terms here. Tell me about artificial intelligence, you know, the broad term, versus when it became generative AI. Tell me about the differences there.
Okay, so there are three types of AI, again, broadly speaking. And for if there's like an academia listening, they're going to tell me I'm completely wrong. But for you and I, this is a correct model. There is predictive AI, transformative AI, and generative AI. Predictive AI is what we've all been using for 20 plus years. If you log into Facebook, you are using predictive AI because it is predicting what you want to see next. So that's predictive. That's the thing we've had for honestly quite a while. Then there's transforming, which is taking something from one medium and making it into another medium, which we have a bit of. And then this generative AI is using lots of secret sauce to say, what should I say next? So if you use ChatGPT or one of the larger engines, you'll see it typing. And when it's typing, what some people don't realize is that's it actually thinking. It doesn't know the next word it's going to say until it says it. So as you see it going like that, across the screen, that's actually it mimicking our process as humans and thinking, okay, well, what should I say next? What is the most probably correct word to say next? So if I could just do a tiny little game with you, Amy, I think it will help make sense.
Oh boy. Okay.
You got it. It's fun, right?
All right.
If I'm going to say a sentence and you're going to end the sentence.
Okay.
The dog is
my best friend.
Perfect. Awesome. Great answer. Other answers could have been the dog is happy, the dog is growling, the dog is sleeping, the dog is hungry. Yeah.
No, oh, I made it cuter.
I thought, yeah, yours was a great answer. But this is what's called predictive word analysis, of looking at what you think the next word should be. You just did what AI does, because you didn't say the dog is mug, or the dog is raining, or the dog is wardrobe, because that doesn't make sense. What's called your neural net, how all the neurons in your brain fit together, those words, wardrobe and dog, are not connected. So you would never think to say that. AI is exactly the same, just on in terms of its knowledge, a much bigger scale. So it's just predicting the next word it thinks it should say based on what you've asked it. So it really is that simple. It's just a magic trick on steroids.
Okay. So in your course, you'll teach people to understand that, you know, basically explaining what you just explained. And then you go beyond that. You're going to teach people how AI can be used in their daily lives. I mean, maybe something as simple as, you know, shopping for a hard person on your shopping list, but all the way up to helping you with like your finances or to write something, right? Like, I mean, there's a whole lot in there that you can do with AI.
100%. You can, I mean, one of my favorite use cases that people tend to love is I have a virtual version of my wife programmed.
Okay.
And we teach people how to do this, and it's actually very, very simple to do. You talk to the AI and you say, I want you to help me build out a personality profile of a person. You're going to give me a sample real world activity and an ABC choice as to what you think she would do in that scenario. And then I'm going to tell you the right answer. Now, for example, you're in a restaurant on a first date and they bring cold food. Would Liz A, B, or C? Mm. Right, which after a decade, I hopefully know the answer to that question. And I told the AI, just keep going until you guess the answer 20 times in a row correctly. Because each answer I'm giving, it's fine-tuning the model of how she makes decisions. And I use this quite often as for any of the gentlemen listening to this out there. We're not that smart sometimes when it comes to relationships. we can make some really quite silly mistakes.
Oh, no so kidding.
Yeah. Now, if anyone got inflamed by that, I apologize. Mm. So I will come in from a conversation with Liz where I'm like, how did that go wrong? Like, I don't even understand why we're arguing. And I will talk to the virtual version of my wife and go, why, what did I do wrong? And it will tell me reliably. I'm like, oh, I get it. And the funny thing when people hear this is men turn around and say, quite often say, and your wife is okay with this? And women will say every time, are you kidding me? Can you give my husband one of these?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm on board. All right.
So you really can, in the course, what we try and do is spin the apple in as many different turns as we can to give people the inspiration, because it really can do anything. And it's trying to explain that of, we use this analogy of, it's almost like trying to explain electricity to a caveman. Mm. Because the caveman says, well, what can you do with electricity? And you go, well, anything. And the caveman goes, well, what's anything? And you go, well, anything. So we just hopefully give people the basic tools that they need, and then the inspiration for them to explore what their win could be. Because the virtual wife thing is cool for me. For somebody else, it might be understanding what's in their supplements by taking a picture of their supplements and it telling them what the effects or side effects of that could be. So it's so varied on how it applies to each individual person.
And you can get it to stay with you and remember that over time. Because I think a lot of people think that, you know, you go through and you have a session with, you know, ChatGPT or whatever AI platform you're using, and then you close the browser and you have to start over. But it remembers Liz whenever you get back there. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And the more you tell it things like, I'm diabetic, for example, which I'm not, but, you know, if I was diabetic, if you then, when you're traveling, if you say, I need help packing for my travels, it will remember that you need your diabetes medication and ask you if you've got that packed as well. So this is where we go back to that earlier comment about context versus prompt. The more context you can give AI, the richer the experience becomes very, very quickly.
This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. And if you enjoy listening to All Sides every day, then now is the time to become a member. We're asking you to join us. If you enjoy listening to this show because we cover the news of the day and arts and culture, this is a great time to become a member and support public radio. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. This hour, we're talking about artificial intelligence. This is a topic that is everywhere. It touches a lot of aspects of our lives. And if you want to better understand AI and perhaps use it to enhance your life, then we have a great thank you gift this hour. Give in any amount and WOSU will send you access to the course AI Fundamentals. This course will teach you everything you need to know about AI from start to finish. The host of the course is Peter Swaim. And the course is newly updated, so you're going to get the most up-to-date AI information in this ever-changing world. Peter says this course will teach you to be more productive, make more money, and get time back. No previous tech experience is needed. Peter is going to teach you what you need to know. 89.7 NPR News is your station for lifelong learning, and that's why we wanted to give you access to this course as a thank you gift. You will definitely learn something when you listen to All Sides today and every day, and you're going to learn something when you pick up this course. It's a self-paced course, and you can do it at your own pace. But the best thing about this today is that you can give in any amount, but you have to give during this hour, right now, while we're talking about it. Give in any amount to get access to this thank you gift. We do not require you to pick a specific level. We don't do that very often. The amount you give is up to you, but we need to hear from you. You can make a gift right now of $5 or $10 a month. You can make a one-time gift of $50. Give what you can to support public radio and get access to this course. It's an in-depth AI course that you can do at your own pace. There are 46 modules, and you can watch them anytime you want. And after you make the gift this hour, WOSU is going to send you an email with a link to access the course. But we need to hear from you first before you can get that email. So give right now, 866-897-9678. That's the number to call. And you can go to our website. It'll take just a couple of minutes, WOSU.org. So I mentioned there that you can use it to be more productive. I think a lot of people understand that part, but how come, and I also said you will teach us how to make more money with AI. Can you give me an example of how the course will teach me to make some money?
Yeah. So there's again, so many different ways, but a good example would be, I have a project set up in one of the LLMs, for anyone listening, stands for large language models, which is just a fancy technical word to say the big AIs. So ChatGPT is the one that most people know. Then there are some others, Claude and Gemini are two other big players. So I have a project in, as it happens, Claude for this, and I upload my cash flow, my P&L, my balance sheet, my retention rates in my company, my churn rates in my company, and I ask it to analyze that next to normal market trends for companies my size. And it tells me, you're probably overspending here, you're probably overspending here, you maybe want to increase this. If we could achieve this result here, it would result in this output over here. I'm like, wow, that would be cool. So what would be the different strategies to achieve that? And he goes, you could do this, this, or this. And I go, wow, that would be cool. Well, how do I do that? Who do I need to hire? What's the job description for the person to fill that hole? And within 25 minutes, you've done what a lower grade CFO would take 3 weeks to do.
Well, okay. So you mentioned a couple of times ChatGPT. So, and then, but there's other ones, Gemini, you just mentioned Claude. The one people seem to say the most is ChatGPT, though. Is that going to become the most used one? You know how everyone says, instead of searching for something, they all say Google it. Is ChatGPT like owning the market right now?
They're doing a very good job of it, for sure. There's an interesting statistic for you that just kind of highlights how prevalent this is. When you and I last spoke, ChatGPT had 1/346 of the traffic that Google did. So Google was 346 times bigger in terms of mindshare this time last year.
Okay.
That number is now 5-1.
Wow.
So ChatGPT in the space of a year has gone from 1/346 to 1 in 5. Searches with Google, 60% of searches with Google are now what's called no-click searches because of the AI overviews. So the amount of commercial energy and traction that's going through AI, there are estimates that ChatGPT's traffic may outstrip Google by early 2027. So we are really looking at a paradigm shift in the way that this works. And for me, the reason that we're here, the reason that we're talking from my perspective, is what some people haven't yet fully realized is this is an inevitable shift. The train has left the station. We are walking into an AI first world. Some people say, I hate that. Some people say, I love that. Really, that's irrelevant. It's done. This is what the world will look like. So the question that we ask people on a regular basis is, what do you want? Now, if you accept and agree that this is inevitable, you're going to have to do the shift at some point. So do you want to learn on the 1 foot wave, which, believe it or not, this is the 1 foot wave, or do you want to learn on the 50 foot wave next year? And I think that every day that goes by, people are risking falling behind in a fairly significant way. It took 50 years for the automobile to reach market penetration, which is regarded as 50%. It took around 15 years for the smartphone. It took 6 years for social media, and it took 22 months for ChatGPT. The pace of this is wild. So I don't think there's any better time, especially for your listeners, because I can't believe my team have agreed to give away our premium course for free, which is amazing. I don't think there's any better time to go, okay, I need to do this, whether I want to do it or not, isn't really the question. If this is an inevitable future, it's a must learn at some point.
I want to say thank you to Therese and Richard Hirata from Hilliard. Thank you so much for your gift of support today. And you can join them right now and become a member at any amount and get access to this AI course. Peter Swain's AI Fundamentals course is our thank you gift today. And truly, you can give any amount. We're looking for participation this hour. And we're asking you to support public radio and then pick an amount that fits into your budget. And then we'll give you access to this course as your thank you gift. In return, you will get a course that is 17 chapters that will teach you all the ins and outs of artificial intelligence. You can use it to learn in both your personal and professional life how to save time, make money, and be more productive. This is a win-win situation because you'll be supporting public radio and getting a gift that fits into your budget. And you will walk away with knowledge of a growing industry, a very fast-growing industry, as we just learned, in the tech industry, AI. Plus, the course is newly updated, so you will learn the most up-to-date AI information so that you can succeed when using this technology. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. I want to say thank you to Alan Jones from Columbus. Thanks for joining us today, Alan. I need to stress this offer is for this hour only. So once the hour ends, that's it. You will not be able to pick up this course because it's for this hour while Peter Swain is on the air with us. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. You gave an example a few minutes ago of AI helping you with your finances and doing some analysis for you. And then you said that it would do it in just a couple of minutes, where it would take a someone who works in finance 3 weeks to get the report back to you. So some people are worried, you know, AI is going to take their jobs, right? How do you harness this technology without losing the humanity? I mean, we all, you know, we have to feel a little bad about lost jobs, right?
No, we absolutely do. That's the $1 trillion question. And it's core to our mission. Because when I picked up ChatGPT's beta in January 23, which makes me very seasoned in this space, but that was my first thought of, like, we're in trouble. And as a father to two young children, my thought was, my children are going to be on the job market in 8-10 years. How are they going to have any jobs? And that is the known problem, and why we're pushing for regulation in a market that ironically is being deregulated, not regulated, because technology is an inevitability. It can only get better. Technology, developers don't make technology worse. So at some point, we're going to get to the stage where it may get worse from a societal impact, but from a pure technical perspective, it doesn't get worse. So we are reaching that fundamental question. What we're seeing right now for the next couple of years isn't that. What we're seeing in the next couple of years is, I'll give you an example. I was speaking to one of my clients the other day, and they said, we spend 15 hours a week sorting out invoices. We get the invoice in, we download it, we have to upload it to this system, then we have to go over to here, we have to add it to this folder, then we have to add it to this tracking system, and we've tallied it up, and it's 15 hours a week. Can you get AI to help with that? I'm like, yeah, we'd do this, then this, then this, then this. Like, we'd program what's called an agent that would pick up the invoice and put it in the right place and do the right thing. So it isn't that somebody is now not getting employed for 15 hours. It's that that person can now go and do the higher value things. Because when I said somebody in finance, I specifically said somebody lower grade in finance. So it's not that you're removing the human from the equation. It's that we're trying to put us into our zone of genius. Because the estimate is that you spend, I don't know, 6 hours of your working day probably not doing the thing you're brilliant at. And that's what we want to get. We want to get it so that Amy can be on air whenever she wants. And there's no setup work and there's no post work and the emails.
The emails.
Exactly. Like, I know. How many emails have our teams and Erin and Ali on my side, how many emails have gone back and forth?
All the emails, including some from AI. We got it.
Yeah. So what if it could just be, because my favorite thing to do in the world is talk to people about AI and help them through their fear and help them through the pain and misunderstandings. So if somebody said you could just do that all day, I'd be like, sign me up. Mm. Like, that's amazing. Like, what about the voice notes? Don't worry, AI will let people know. What about emails? Don't worry, the AI can do that for you. I'd be like, yeah, sold. So we're not yet at the stage where AI takes the, what I refer to as the when I grow up jobs. Mm. Like the when we're three and we're five, I don't know of anyone that has ever said, when I grow up, I want to be a customer service representative sitting in a cubicle in an office. I've never yet heard that sentence. The jobs AI is coming for are jobs that, quite frankly, we never wanted to do. And there is still a systemic problem if you take those people out of the workforce. Because people need to work, people want to work, people want to earn. So it's finding this balance of where do you use AI to amplify humanity, not replace humanity. Because I think we're pretty freaking awesome, and I think we should stick around for a bit longer.
Well, I want to say thank you to some people who have joined Public Radio today. Thank you, Colin Saunders from Columbus, Ryan Smith from Milford Center, and also thank you to Raymond So from Columbus. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you enjoy the AI course. This is listener-supported Public Radio. This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Amy Jurevich, host of All Sides. And one thing we know about Public Radio listeners is that they are lifelong learners. Do you learn something new every time you listen to NPR on WOSU? If the answer is yes, then please make a gift today and support your trusted source for news and information. You can make that gift at WOSU.org. You can also call us, 866-897-9678. And we have a great thank you gift for all of our lifelong learners out there who want to learn more about artificial intelligence. This course will give you the fundamental skills you need to build on what you already know, and everyone out there is going to use AI for a different purpose. This course will help you understand how to best use it for you. And the transferable skills in these modules will be invaluable to you. The lessons are step-by-step. The entire course is self-paced. You can spend less than an hour a day on it, and you'll learn something new. And you can do it at your own pace. You will learn how to use AI to enhance your business, to help you in your career, or simply just make a few things in your life a little bit easier. So if you want to take this course and support Public Radio, you have to give before the hour ends. Make a gift in any amount, and we'll give you access to this course. We are so thankful to Peter Swain for his dedication to public media right now. And when you give, we are going to give you access to this course because you are deciding to support Public Radio. You're deciding to become a part of WOSU during this membership drive. You decide what fits into your budget. This is a great chance if maybe, you know, you don't have a lot of wiggle room in your budget. Make a gift in any amount. You'll get access to this course, and maybe you can use the course to teach you how to find some more wiggle room in that budget. When this hour is over, the offer is over. So give now. 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. We are talking about AI this hour with Peter Swain. He helps people and companies decode artificial intelligence through his talks, his courses, and his books. He is behind Mastering the Fundamentals of AI, From Basics to Brilliance. So, Peter, some interesting news in Columbus related to AI is that Ohio State University started this year requiring all freshmen to take a required AI fluency course. What do you think of that move by Ohio State?
I think it's great to hear of an educator educating for once. I've had this conversation with my school, my children are much younger, and they were going down the route of banning AI. And I fail to understand the logic behind this, because surely the job of education should not just be to be childcare, which was one of the original reasons it was put together, but the other reason should be to educate our children so that they can be productive, so they can work, so they can add value to society. If you accept the sentence, which I don't think there's, I haven't heard anyone argue it for a year and a half, that we are going to be in an AI first world very, very soon, then how can you not teach our children about AI? And the response that I get when I speak to educators is like, yeah, but they use it to cheat. Right? Yes, because the parameters that you are testing them on are incorrect. You're testing them on their ability to remember and regurgitate information, which is, quite frankly, not that useful a skill anymore. Whereas if all you did was just to say, show me your prompts, let them use AI, bring their usage of AI into the grading, then you solve the problem in quite quickly. There used to be this phrase which was probably accurate when we last met, when the phrase was, you'll either master AI or work for somebody that does. I'm here to tell you, I know quite a few people that have mastered AI, and none of us would consider employing anyone that hasn't. So the real question might be more accurate, or the statement might be more accurate to say you either master AI or question mark. Because if I get somebody coming in, say a developer, and I get one person coming in and says, I don't use AI, so I can give you like 36 good hours of output a week. I go, okay. And then the next developer comes in and says, yeah, I love AI. I'm using Cursor and Windsurf and Replit and Lovable, all these technologies. So I can get, I don't know, like 1,000 hours of output a week for you. Who am I? Where do I go in that equation? So I think that's incredibly progressive of Columbus and a very astute move to help as kids are entering the workforce or as young adults are entering the workforce to make sure they have the skills and techniques and tools that employers are definitely going to demand of them.
The senior vice president who's in charge of this AI initiative, because Ohio State has hired like 100 people, because Ohio State's huge and they're making it a whole thing. He said that he wants all the freshmen coming in, so starting with the class 4 years from now, he wants them all to graduate bilingual, and he means speaking their native language and AI. So is it like another language though? Because whenever he said that, I was like, oh, you're is it like learning another language, or is that just a good catchphrase?
No, I think it's a great one. I found a really good way to explain this to someone the other day, which I'm kind of championing for the moment. It's like being married. Of Again, I think most people can relate to this example. Men and women both are certainly speaking English. But if you have been married for any length of time, you realize quite quickly that there's some shared language, but you have to learn to communicate differently between a man and a woman. It's a different communication. And I would say it's exactly the same with AI. So, for example, AI has a couple of design flaws, but they're kind of deliberate, but they kind of manifest as a flaw. One is it's pedantic beyond all belief. So if you put the stereotypical softeners in that you do in normal language, and again, we've got a section on this in the course, like you should, or I would like you to. When people are typing, they'll often say, I would like you to write an email. Well, an appropriate answer to that could be, well, that the AI doesn't want to, so it says no. And people go, why didn't it do what I said? I'm like, because you didn't tell it to do it. You said that you would like it to do it, which we all understand in English means I'm telling you that you should do it. But the actual words, the difference between should, could, and would, they're different words. So you have to learn to be more blunt, almost, of just saying, this is what you must do. You must do this. You must do this. You must not do this. You must not do this. And you can add a please and thank you. But you have to get clearer. So that's the first problem. The second problem, and this is where people often trip up when they get on board with it, is AI was designed to be people pleasing. And the reason they got to those huge numbers that I said is the average person, not your listeners, but the average person wants to be told what they want to be told. So there's not a lot of pushback and a lot of critical thinking built into AI. Because if you were to ask it to do something and it told you that you were useless and stupid and here's the eight things wrong with it, I don't think many people would have carried on using it. So it will just tell you that's a great idea. So you have to learn how to use that people pleasing against itself almost. So there's a couple of very specific nuances to the communication. That's why I use the marriage as an example, because it's still English, but there's nuances. So there's nuances to it that if you get it right, you get these superlative results. And if you don't know those nuances, you tend to get what we refer to as intoxicatingly mediocre results. Because it looks and sounds fantastic. But if you're looking at it from your specialist subject, you'll realize that it's severely lacking, unless you know how to use those nuances.
I want to say thank you to Nardarjan Muthusamy from Galloway. Thank you for your gift of support today. And Jennifer Canva in Jennifer in Canal Winchester and Carol Smith from Columbus. Thank you so much for your support. Thanks for joining us. And we hope you enjoy the AI Fundamentals course. This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. This is our membership drive. You are running out of time to participate this hour. When this hour ends, then this offer ends. Make a gift in any amount and you will get access to the self-paced AI Fundamentals course presented by our guest today, Peter Swaim. You can make a gift of $5 a month or $10 a month. You can make a one-time gift in any amount, but we need to hear from you before the hour ends. 89.7 NPR News exists to make sure everyone in Central Ohio has access to news and information. This is locally focused programming. We just did a deep dive into how K-12 schools are funded in Ohio. It was called Untangled the Cost of Learning. And if you learned something from those shows, then I'm asking you to support public radio right now. A five-part series on how to pay for education is something you're only going to find from public radio. Support this show, support future Untangleds, and support public radio. And you'll get this great thank you gift in return. You're going to learn so much about AI, and it's a self-paced course, so you get to decide what pace you take it at. Learn the fundamentals of AI, learn how to use AI's powers for good in your life and the life of others, and support public radio in the process. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Thank you to Neil Collins in New Albany and Michael from Grove City. We heard from Wayne Babcock in Orient and Thomas and Rita Trimble from Hilliard. Thank you so much for your support. We heard from Susan Judd. Hi, Susan, in Omaha, Nebraska. And we also heard from Lily Gray in Columbus. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you for supporting public radio. Again, you can make that gift at WOSU.org. You have just about 18 or 17 minutes left in the hour. Peter, one big thing, other thing that's happening around Columbus is data centers. We have a lot of them. We're becoming kind of a hub for different companies building data centers. And, you know, there's all the news about all of the resources that they take up, the electricity they need, the water they need. I was having a conversation with someone about data centers. We were doing a show about data centers, and they were saying that, like, technology is moving so fast. Like, yes, we need these data centers now, but they predicted that in 50 years, they won't need to be so big because someone will figure out how to keep making them smaller. Like, what do you think of this? You know, we're investing in the data centers because we need them to run all this stuff, but do we need them forever?
These are some fantastic. I love these questions this time around. I think the answer is probably not, but I think the statement removes the cost benefit analysis of it. So let's talk about the value of NVIDIA. So NVIDIA is the largest manufacturer of computer chips for AI servers. And their market capitalization just exceeded $4 trillion. Do you want to have a guess what the combined market capitalization, or do you just want me to tell you the combined market capitalization of all U.S. pharma companies added together is?
I have no idea. My goodness.
$3.8 trillion.
Trillion. All right.
So NVIDIA is worth more than every pharma company put together. And the reason for that, simply put, I mean, one of the reasons is there's a lot of hype around it at the moment. But the underlying reason comes back to a set of researchers in, I believe it was Poland. There was a superbug that became the fifth largest threat to humanity, as according to the World Health Organization. And it became antibiotic resistant. So they put in to this AI, large language model, this is the bug. Here's all the proteins that we can fire at it to try and fix it. And here's what we've already tried. Go. And 22 minutes later, they had the answer. And the answer is 100% effective, which is very, very unusual for an antibiotic. And I also, very unusual, only works for that bug, doesn't work for any other bug, which means that we can't develop a resistance to the antibiotic, which is amazing. So are we going to need all these big data centers? People talk about the energy drain. People talk about the resources. And it's like all of those things are true. But we're currently looking at a future, according to the head of Google, DeepMind, where he predicted an end to all disease in 8 years.
Whoa, so, that's a tall, wow.
Yeah, because the reason, and when you take AI estimates on time, what you often have to do is half them and half them again, because one of the things that AI does is it works on itself. So it's a self-improving technology. It gets better. People think it's moving quickly. It's moving slowly in comparison to what it's going to do, because you've now got the AI working on itself and on the next version of itself. So it's only going to get faster, not slower from here. So are we going to use up a whole lot of precious minerals? Are we going to use up a whole bunch of rare earth materials? Are we going to need more electricity? All of those things are a yes. Are you willing to trade that for, you know, a friend of mine? Well, actually, my brother passed away a month ago from a heart attack.
I'm sorry.
No, thank you. But am I willing to trade that for that not to happen? 100%. There is no doubt in my brain that if we can start using this technology to help humans with real world issues, breast cancer detection is 6 months earlier and twice as accurate. Like these aren't like 3-4% differences. Twice as accurate and 6 months early. And the speed at which you can detect breast cancer is the difference between course A and course B. So we're looking at some fairly phenomenal outcomes that we're seeing. So you've got, this is why I love this subject so much. You've got all the way from this thing helped me write a better email up to myself, who I've lost 100 pounds since we last spoke. I'm 100 pounds lighter courtesy of AI, because I put in what I ate every day, what I worked out. And when I tripped up and when I went wrong, I'm like, I'm not getting this. What tactics could I use to help me with this problem specifically? And it would come back and say, you could try this. I'm like, okay, let's try that. All the way up to the end of disease. It's so all-encompassing of what it can achieve and how much it can achieve for people, that we really just want as many entrepreneurs and individuals to get hold of this and get these kind of results. And they're really not that far away. They're like 15, 20 minutes after tapping the keys and setting up an account, you can solve the biggest challenge in your life, which is just utterly amazing.
This is 89.7 NPR News. This is our membership drive, and this is All Sides. I want to say thank you to Lily Gray in Columbus, Susan Levine in Dublin, Mary Isaac in Knoxville, Tennessee, Maureen Schaff in Delaware, and Kathy Wareham in Columbus. I want to say thank you for joining us today, supporting public radio, and you're going to get access to the AI Fundamentals course presented by Peter Swain. Make a gift in any amount this hour to get access to this course. So we're down to about 10 minutes remaining in the hour. You are running out of time if you want to make that gift and get access. The course is called Mastering the Fundamentals of AI, From Basics to Brilliance. Make a gift in any amount and support public radio, and we will send you access to this amazing and helpful AI course. The course is Study at Your Own Pace, and it'll teach you the fundamentals of AI for both your personal life and professional life. It has 17 chapters and 46 modules. Our expert today is Peter Swain. He is a true expert, as you've been hearing, and you'll be learning from him in the course. This is a great thing to pick up as a thank you gift, as supporting public radio when you give right now. But you only have 9 minutes remaining in the hour. So give right now and get this thank you gift. You get to pick the amount. But remember, when you pick that amount, we are listener-supported public radio. Listeners like you give what they can and support the news and information that you depend on, what you listen to every day. If having local news on the radio in Central Ohio is important to you, give now. If you listen and enjoy having a local talk show that is truly local, support All Sides right now. You'll be supporting Morning Edition, All Things Considered, local journalism. Give now. You'll get this great thank you gift. WOSU.org. You can also call 866-897-9678. So I was looking at like the list of, you know, what you'll get from doing this course. And you said that you're going to you'll learn the three most common mistakes almost all AI users and how to avoid them. I don't want to give away the whole course on the radio here, but can you tell me one of the most common AI mistakes?
Yeah. So I think the easiest to understand is context. The way I explain this is, if you were to ask one of your team now, what is the time? They would probably answer the question by saying, you've got 8 minutes left, which actually isn't an answer to the question, what is the time? Mm-hmm. The answer to the question, what is the time, in the UK over here, it's 1552. Like, that would be the answer to what is the time is a set of numbers, not you've got 8 minutes left. And the reason they would say you've got 8 minutes left is because they understand context. They understand that what you actually asked is not what is the time. What you actually asked is, how long do we have left? Mm-hmm. Because that's the relevant thing. AI can't do that, or is not very good at that. So what we often find people do is they ask it to do something, but they don't tell it why, or they don't tell it what's important to them. And that's the one of the most important things that we work on with people, is how to give the AI the context of who you are, what's important to you, what do you believe in, what world do you want to create? When you send that email, what outcome are you seeking? All of those things, of making sure that you're talking to AI with the detail and the context it needs, so that it not just achieves the task by checking it off, but achieves it in the way that you need it achieved to get what you need. So I'd say that's the most important thing, and that's kind of threaded throughout everything in the course.
Thank you to Kathy Wareham in Columbus, and thank you to Jennifer Mendez in Illinois. Thank you for joining us. Again, given any amount, you'll get access to this course, WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. You are running out of time, so give right now. Peter, is this course just for adults, or could I don't know what age, like, is there an age that you would recommend as the youngest or anything like that?
No, I think it's fairly sanitized for language. So, which is often an issue being British. I maybe use a more colorful language than I should sometimes, but no, this one's good. And my kids have gone through the course. We got them started with this early. We have AI off sometimes at the dinner table, and they'll talk to it and ask questions back. And watching how they go through it is fascinating. Olivia, my daughters.
Yeah, I was going to say, do they try to get it to tell funny jokes and stuff like that? You know, like we used to.
That's where they start. And you know, humans starting with playing is an amazing thing to do, because it is how we get comfortable with things. Olivia is now writing her first book with AI. Which will become a best-selling book, because she's got these great ideas. She's a great storyteller. So she's having a conversation with my AI to do that. So I would certainly recommend it all the way down for age, but I would especially recommend it for kids, young adults, that are like at university age, that are that age of understanding what this is, to give them a head start, I think would be invaluable.
Thank you to Susan in Columbus, Robin in Stoutsville, Russell Goodwin in Columbus. Thank you for joining us today. We also heard from Linda Smith and Gay Murphy. Thank you so much for joining us. You are running out of time. We are down to the last 5 minutes. Make a gift right now in order to get access to this AI Fundamentals course. Artificial intelligence is a topic that's everywhere. It touches all aspects of our lives. And if you would like to understand AI even just a little bit better and perhaps use it to enhance your life, you will love our thank you gift this hour. Get access to Peter Swain's course, AI Fundamentals, and you will learn everything you need to know to get on board with AI. The host of the course is Peter Swain. The course is newly updated, so you'll get the most up-to-date AI information in this ever-changing world. You can make a gift in any amount right now. We're not asking you to pick a specific level. We're looking for participation this hour. You'll be joining Timothy in Westerville and Charles and Linda from Columbus. Also, another Linda from London, Ohio. Thank you so much to Kelly and Powell. Join us now. This is an in-depth AI course. You can use it at your own pace. As I said, there's 46 modules, so there's a lot to learn in there. You can take your time. You can go through it quickly. But either way, you will end up making an impact on your life, but also your decision to make a gift right now makes an impact for WOSU and your future listening, bringing you the news that you trust, support the coverage that you count on, WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Peter, in the couple minutes we have left, I wanted to ask you, is there any favorite? You have a lot of people who have taken this course, I'm sure. Is there a favorite comment you've gotten from someone about what they've gotten out of it, what they've learned?
Cool. I'll try and tell this story quickly. A lady came up to me at a conference and said, let's call her Jill for the sake of this. Hey, it's Jill. I'm like, hi, Jill. And I was a bit embarrassed. I didn't actually know who this was. Like, oh, I don't know who you are. Because I do a lot of speaking, and I was like, eh. And she said, I took your course, and da da da. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And she said, I just wanted to thank you. I'm like, oh, why is that? And she told me a story which I'm going to condense quite a lot, but essentially, she had been diagnosed with cataracts, and she wasn't able to leave the house. So people had started, a charity was delivering at home meals for her, but she couldn't read the labels, and she was too embarrassed to tell them that she couldn't read the labels. So she was ordering from DoorDash constantly, and she'd put on 200 pounds. And when we showed her the ability to use Vision, ChatGPT, to see things and tell them what they were seeing, she was actually able to start reading the labels on the food, on how to cook the food, had lost 100 pounds, but then even more so had the confidence to leave her house for the first time in 3 years. Mm. And had used it to navigate the airport. She was using ChatGPT to take pictures of the departure boards to say, what gate is my flight? And which way do I walk? So she literally came up to me and said, I haven't left my house for 3 years, and I wouldn't have done that if it wasn't for your course. And that was one of those moments when I was like, if I don't achieve anything else on this world, that'll do. That's a good win. But we're blessed and privileged enough to get those comments pretty frequently, probably 4 or 5 times a day. Someone will say, I can't believe that I was able to navigate this lawsuit, or I was able to get this money refunded, or I was able to hire this person, or really life-changing results, which fills me up and makes me very proud.
Well, Peter Swain, that was a great story. And I want to thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for telling us about AI and about your course. Thank you.
Absolutely my pleasure. And thank you to all the people that have supported you today. It really is a privilege to be here.
Well, I want to say thank you to Suzanne in Columbus and Blythe Brown in Columbus. We also heard from Austin and Judith and Keith Johnson. Thank you so much for your gifts of support today. We heard from Patricia and Philip and Dylan Barnett and James White. Thank you for joining us. We are down to the last minute. So when I said you have to give this hour in order to get this course, now is the time. This is your last chance. If you've been waiting until the last minute, we have reached it. This is listener-supported WOSU WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus. And this is All Sides with Amy Jurevich. Give now to support this show and support 89.7 NPR News and support a station that is part of your life. If you've been listening a lot more, especially in recent months, and you've relied on this station for important information about all the changes happening in Washington, D.C., and how those changes could impact life in Ohio, well, then we're asking you to make a gift right now. If you're already a member, you can make an additional gift right now, and then you'll get this course as a thank you gift. 89.7 NPR News brings you trusted news and information, so support the coverage you count on by making a gift in any amount, and you will get access to this course. Support public radio, get a gift in return. Again, make that gift in any amount. The AI Fundamentals course is your thank you gift. Peter Swain, who joined us today, is the host of the course, so you'll get to hear a lot more from him. Give right now before the hour ends. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus. I'm Amy Jurevich. Again, give right now. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. And thanks.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.